Daftes Amad Aleph, Derech Alav, Shigbir Lamaila Miyud, you pick it up higher than 10, Loshalope Avarisha Sarabim, and now it's no longer within the airspace that's considered public domain, Havi Makom Petur, and it's in the place that's called and considered the Makom Petur. Chayav Kihadr Anche, when you go back and put it down, Afagata Derech Makom Petur Asl, even though it passed through the Makom Petur. Lo Nach Be Makom Petur, it never rested in the Makom Petur, Vahavila Akira Mishas Rabbim, Vahandachim Mishas Rabbim, therefore the picking up was in the public domain and the putting down was in the public domain as well. Hachanach Be Makom Petur, it actually rested, was placed down in the Makom Petur, B'yad HaOymid Al HaAskupa, on the hand of the one standing on the doorstep. Pesach B'suach HaSag Tadaitech, we think at this point, B'mobi Shech Shiru B'lechi, it's a mobi which was made permitted to carry in it through a lechi, which is a vertical pole, the lechi of lufnim in haskupa, and this vertical pole is inside of this doorstep. Behind the commitment, that's why we ask, afogav the lesli lechi mibuchutz, even though there's no pole on the outside, v'ha omer Rav Chama, Bar Chama says that that doesn't work. Tocha Pesach, shel mavi of the alleyway, dehainu rochav haskupa, which is the width of the doorstep. Tzarech lechi achar latir, shel lechi hamatir es amavui, that the pole which is permitting you to carry in the alleyways, sosmeh neged ha-skupa, it is sealed next to the doorstep, v'zokov aleha, and it's standing up by it, v'kasavar asa l'shtamish neged ha-lechi. And we are holding at this point that you cannot use the area, carry in the area which is directly opposite the in a straight line where the actual lechi is. Elam echudu hapinimi b'lefnim. Rather, you're only allowed to carry from the inner point of the pole. Havi heker hamechitza, because that is where the heker of the wall that over here, which was the whole point of the lechi of this pole, was to show that you are in an alleyway and not in the rishus harabim. And that point of being recognized of how you can that you can go and carry is on the inner point. In the width of the wall that you do not have four tvachim, therefore it's not considered its own rishus. So mutal l'shtamish k'neged alechi b'chudu hachitzim, and therefore it would be permitted to use the and carry in the whole area of the from the outer point of the pole, shehu shavul askupa etzav rishus rabbim, which is equal to the askupa, the doorstep next to the public domain, and there's no bigger a pole that should be used to be able to be permitted more than the wall thickness of the wall. Shemikan and mikan, that's on either side. Shebehem hamavi niter, with which who the mavi becomes permitted to carry with. Hacha baskubas mavi askinen kedekamarto. As we said, avaloba mavi shechshir b'lechi. Not that they use a pole in order to make it permitted to carry in the alleyway, they use a crossbeam to permit the alleyway. There's two different ways you can have an alleyway as an Issa D'Rabbanan of carrying in it, and there are two different ways of permitting it, either with a vertical pole or with a horizontal crossbeam. And when it's a crossbeam, the proper shear is a tefach, but the Ervins will see in the first parak of Ervin, and the doorstep and the walls of the door are most likely more wide than that. So it finds out that half of the width of the door is roofed with this pole and half of it not. And we're talking about where the crossbeam was put on the inner half of the doorstep. Let's have a movie towards the alleyway. Hilkach Pesach Pesuch Kelefnim. When the door is open, it is as if it's the inside. V'chudachitzon shel kaira, from the outer point of the crossbeam. V'lefnim and inwards. V'sarvel command Yomer. Now we're going according to the opinion. The mutal l'shtamish tachas akaira, that you're allowed to use underneath the area underneath and carry in the area underneath the crossbeam. Omishim tam de hakeira melobar. Either because we're holding at the point of heker that you make it recognizable that it is the alleyway and not the rishus harabim is from the outer point. Kim afarish b'ktayav erbin. As we explain the machlekes in Maseches Erevin, omishim the kari mishim mechitza, or perhaps to go according to the opinion that the crossbeam permits it because it's like a fence. That meaning chud the hachitza and yored besosim, we use the
The concept that the pitikra yerid besoisim, that the point of a roof will go down and seal up the area, as if there's a wall there, and that is comes from the outer point of the crossbeam. Pesach no, v'hadel is shokif, b'fnei ha'eskupa, and the door is b'fnei ha'eskupa ha'pnimis, the door is closed on the by the inner part of the doorstep, and all of the doorstep is now outside the door, it's considered like the outside, even that which is underneath the crossbeam. They came in the Nistam Hamovoi, since the alleyway has been sealed, the Kaira has now become invalid, meaning really unnecessary, therefore invalid. You can no longer say that the it's as if the wall, the pole extends down as a wall and seals up the alleyway. The kol mechitzah she'im bein chalal mechitzas dalid, and the mechitzas, any walls which don't have in its cavity for tefachim, is not considered a wall. Below shaychet b'utar, it's good achas. You can no longer use the halachic concept of good achas, which is a concept that we look at as if the wall is descending from its position downwards. So the hachilo okum b'skup b'spais, and that's why we did not say we're talking about the doorstep to a house. The stam b'ayis pesach shaloi yeshlo mashka from lamaila, that the stam house, its door has a overhang on top. You see that all of the width of the entrance has a roof. And then, therefore, even if the door was closed, we would say the concept of good ochus in the wall, the ceiling extends down. Because we would have in the a four tefach area from the door till the end of the overhang. But who the matzil ukma kulam makayra, and we could indeed make a case where it all has a roof on it. Elish im berachav oivav dalit, but it's just not four tefachim wide. Elam mishum the stam oivav achoyim ino pachos medalit. But we don't do such. We do not do that because the standard shear amount of the width of the wall would be no less than four tefachim. But skupas bayis shekulo pesach makayra, that the whole door is roofed over behind the time of the pesach no kalachos. And that's the reason why, when the door is closed, it's considered like the outside. So that's because we're dealing in a case where there are two separate overhangs, cross beams. The ilo tikra sheyesh bo dalit. If we had a roof which was four tefachim wide, then I mean about yored. So we would say this good ochis concept. Vesulo asin the ilas adelas muvatel mechitza. And then the door, closing the door, would not come and invalidate the wall. But feel who showcase for MCL, so even if it was closed in the middle of the little dummy lamovi, because it's not comparable to the alleyway, the curse movi ktsarahu he, because the crossbeam on the movi is very small, velohuksha el lamovi, it's only coming to permit the movi to carry. Hilkach pesach no'ol, butlo bintaras kaira, therefore if you go close the door, it is invalidated it from the halachic status of a crossbeam. The ha'azalei movi, because there's no longer, now that you've closed the door, there's no longer a alleyway. Alva tikras dala, but if you have a roof that's four tefachim, then lo batla you read as stimasam bin ilas delas, then you will not invalidate this concept of good achis, which by closing the door, the halacha moshe mesinai, because it's halacha moshe mesinai of good, either good achis or good achis. Good achis is the wall shooting up, and good achis is the wall shooting down. V'lova, where you combine the two areas, v'doif and akumu, which is a wall which halachically is bending. B'mokum dala, in all these cases where it's four tefachim, but g'dof akum is actually goes up to four amos. B'achat time and lovid is actually only three tefachim. But over here we're talking about our four tefach amount. B'achat time mishum d'shtei karis havu, they were two separate crossbeams. She'im bezu arba v'lo bezu arba. Neither of them had four tefachim. V'lo b'neim gimel, they did not have three tefachim in between. Nivadelis mesukan lios no ba'emsa, and the door was made to close in between. Nivhilkach pesach psuach, if the door is open, it's kalifdim. Then it's like being inside the house. They came into Ein B'nei Hamgimel, since you do not have three tefachim in between the two crossbeams. I mean, in love, we'll say love, the havik echad, and it's like one, upiya hachitzon yared v'soitzin, and now the outer point will have the good ochis concept, when it's as if it sealed it up. The hashta ispeidal, because now it has four tefachim. Pesach no'ol kalachutz, came into Be'emsehu, since it's in the middle, Nimsehu mafsik b'neihim, is separating between them, m'chalkin z'umizu, and dividing them up. She'en and Niros yachad, they don't look like they are together. Lomer behen lovet to say lovet. V'lakalamer b'chitzon, the pia yorib v'sosim, you can't say on the outer one that the good ochis at the wall is shooting down. The halas badal because it doesn't have four tefachim. Im hayis askupel gavoy yud sefer the milsa da achirim is the end of the statement of achirim from the brayse of the liyah from the brayse at the beginning of the omid. V'hadin nakel lo the ferusha, and now it's being said over again in order to explain it. Kamo amar mar as if the gemara similar to when the gemara says amar mar. Rishus la'asim ve'im etaltim l'bal afilim in a bayis, and you don't carry. You can't carry into it like, even from the house. Even though both of them are private domains. Omer Hari Rabbi Meir, who Achirim, he is Achirim. Can I mean the Beharis, as we say at the end of Hari, is why Rabbi Meir was called Achirim. Both of them are private domains. Elish is then Namuch Vizigavo, one's lower and another one is higher. Can go on Amud Rishus Yachad, also the Kasif Alab bin Achas, you cannot put things on it from the courtyard. Mishum tel brishus rabim gavoy yud berachav dal, which should be 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Tam brishus ayachu, which should be a private domain. The ikach yud b'diraisa. Now you have a midiraisa. Iser mirushus rabim the kasev elof to put from the public domain on top of it, which is a private domain. Tes amid beis. Masnisin lo yeshev adam lufnei hasaper le hasaper together here. God, what else you would think he was saying in front of the barber? I do not know. Samach lemincha kaidim lemincha. That means before mincha. Perhaps you will forget and not daven. And this is even on the weekday. Which is said over here, because it's similar to that which will be said shortly. That the tailor should not go out with his needles close to the nightfall. Perhaps he will forget and then go and carry it when it's dark on Shabbos already. Close to the time of Mincha. Lo lemerchatz, the time of the kulahu. And the reason of all of them is mishum shami yimashich, that perhaps you will get busy with what you're doing. Actually, yavrez ban tefillah until he passes the time of tefillah. Bim hischila achas mikol elu, one of these things. Eim hasikin, el yigmar, he can finish v'achar kach mispala and then daven the gemara. Mefarish b'deika shahoyis ligmar, koidim shavrez man, that we're talking about when he has time to finish before the end of the Zman of Tefillah. Mafsikin l'krishma de'isa midiraisa, because it is something which is chay midiraisa. Ve'im mafsikin l'tefillah, gemara parach, hatan l'reisha, the gemara will ask later that this is seems to be repetitive. Gemara, mincho gedoylo. Haskolos zman tamid shel bein harbayim, it's the beginning of the time to bring the evening carbon tamid, b'chi mascha l'harif, when it's starting to go towards the west, tahainu mechetzi sheva v'lamayla, from the half of the seventh hour onwards, tochetzi shesh v'chetzi sheva chama omedes b'roish kol adam, because half of the sixth and half of the seventh hour, the sun is over our heads, the koderes connect the lamata, and it's just shining down below it, v'einu noite l'shem sad, and doesn't turn towards either side, with the shadows, mechetzi zayinu l'mayla, and from the half of the seventh hour in, and then closer towards sunset, night of Merikia Lamayrav, it's now going already, tilting towards the west of the sky. Samach Lamayrav, Mehaschalas Sheva, Samach Lamincha is Mehaschalas Sheva. And close to the time of Mincha is from the beginning of the seventh hour, half hour before the time of Mincha. And this is Sheol Zmanios, which means it changes according to the time of year. It's not exactly a 30-minute half hour. Mincha Ketana Betesu Mechsa, which is the nine and a half hour. Hours shahayu regilin shlo la'achro yoyser mikan. Their custom was not to bring the mincha later than that. K'der minim betam nishchat, as we say in Seches Pesachim, samachlo metchilas yud, and therefore close to it would be from the beginning of the tenth hour. And these once again is all shows manios depending on the time of year. It's a question, but yavar is man, and you should end up missing tefillah. Perhaps it should be a refutation. Because it says over here, you should finish your meal. Ben Alashi was chaston shel Rebbe. He was a son of Rebbe. Pizer Mois Lumoid to Spiral Shah Kohen Godel, and he spent a lot of money to learn the special haircut of the Kohen Godel. Shahim Isapra Kol Rosha, he would cut the hair on all his head, Velo Lagami, but not completely. Elamaniach Kol Saras Ktasi, he would leave some of each of the hair over. Kadesh Yehi Rosha Shal Zeb, it's at Ikro Shal Zeb, at the tip of one hair would be able to reach the root of the other one next to it. Shal Zeb, Hainu Ksus Yechasenu Es Rashahim. Oh, and that is what that pasuk is referring to with regard to cutting of the kohenims here. Umim shechtuva, and it takes a lot of time to do it. Borski gedoyla, orus habrid al asad of skin hides over there. Mitchilas tikuna, and you're talking about the beginning of starting to work them out. Lekula milsa demerchatz, lechof roshal to scrub his head. Leshtatif becham mutzainim, and to wash himself in hot and cold water, lazia into sweat. Shema shaber hazuk, shema sparaim of the haircut of the scissors of the barber, and he'll have to go look for a new scissors to cut your hair. Lamerchatz nami lo tema lo kulam milsa de merchatz. Also, you shouldn't say something about all of the actions like we just said before of the bathhouse. Allah hazia, but I'm just talking about where he's sweating like in a sauna. Is alpha is pishmer, which means he's going to faint. Lo yuni be'almush einzat chilas asiyas is not the beginning of working out the hive. If you lachil lechatchila lo yichnas lesamuch lemincha gedolo, and even so, you should not lechatchila go to go see what's going on close to the time of mincha gedolo. Dimuchazi b'seidu b'zavine shemi neskalkol b'soicha ha'aris. Perhaps there was something that went wrong with the skins. Mumatu the tzar, he's going to be in pain and upset. Yeterud, but tzar of lo yispalon, he's going to be very preoccupied with his the pain, and he's not going to come to David. He's going to come not to David. But sister Odina, yister mashaposko, they're going to undo that which they already decided. The yachzer behen and retract. Then now it's going to start being the beginning of the judgment again. It's going to take a long time. The name of Shuv Eim Avsikin, that which we say he no longer has to stop from what he's doing and daven. Cannot imeschil, as we say in the Mishnah. If you started, you do not have to stop. But for a suitor, it's the apron. Benasnal Birkov, and they put it on his lap, shalayipal asaro begodav, so that the hair will not fall on his clothing. Mishyarim aforis emenu sudo, who rishon afshatus begodav, this is the sudo, the scarf or the turban that he was wearing on his head, which is the first thing that a person will take off. Mishyikshir being safe of as batis roisav, the ends of his sleeves, shakarim bar tzira, which means the sleeves, halon halahu, b'nei bavol hayu chogrin asatzma b'chozek, people in bavol used to tie the belt very tightly, k'sha'oichlin, when they would eat tzrichin lahatirim, they would have to undo the belt, b'nei tzitzrol lo hayu noyin, kain and b'nei tzitzrol, they wouldn't do that, b'at taras chagur, in opening up the belt, couldn't until the time before washing their hands, see Tosfos discussing from the Gemara in Brachos, of whether or not they actually had Talmidim from the other country, because Rabbi lived in Bavel and Rabbi Chanina lived in Eretz Yisrael, and each one was talking about what was the minhag and the custom of the other country that they weren't in. Leman the Omar Tfilas Avres Rishos Meseches Brachos and Meseches Brachos when she connected Hector Chalav Beimurim, it was established because of the bringing up the sacrificial parts and the fats Shema Aklan Kaprosim, which is not necessary in order to get the atonement. Lo Matuchina Le Lahavsek to stop Eli Yigmar, he could finish Ve'achar Kachispel and then Davin. Lo Laman Yomer Choyba Bitmiya, it's asking the language of a question.